Morning Watch, taking the way of enjoying Christ as the tree of life, week 6. Becoming a reproduction of Christ as the tree of life for the ministry of life. Tuesday, related verses. 1 John 5, verses 11, 12, and 16. Verses 11 and 12. And this is the testimony that God gave to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Verse 16. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin not unto death, he shall ask, and he will give life to him, to those sinning not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should make requests concerning that. John 10, verse 10b. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 12. So then death operates in us, but life in you. Ephesians 3, verses 16 and 17. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. 1 John 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we might know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Related reading. 1 John 5, verse 16 is the only reference in the Bible to ministering life to someone. What does it mean to give him life? It means that I impart Christ to him. He has sinned because he is short of life. When we are short of the Lord Jesus, we commit sin. Only one person can overcome sin, and that is the Lord Jesus. If we lose our temper, that is an indication that we are short of the Lord Jesus. We do not need a rebuke. A rebuking reduces our measure of Christ. What we need is an addition of him, not a reduction. We need more of him imparted into us. Have you ever realized that you sin because you are short of the Lord Jesus? Why do you mistreat your wife or husband? Why is it that you have not been able to live up to your resolves? You are short of the Lord Jesus. Husbands, do not rebuke your wife. You will simply make yourself and her miserable. What can you do? You may say that you must love her. Sometimes that may help, but love may corrupt and do damage. Only Christ works. Only life helps. We husbands must minister life to our wives. Sisters, deep in your heart, you may have the intention to subdue your husband. Husbands like to rebuke, wives like to subdue. You will never succeed in subduing your husband. God created man to be over you. Give up your efforts to subdue your husband. What he needs is for you to minister life to him. You must minister a portion of Christ to him. Both husbands and wives need more Christ. Only he saves. Why is Christianity so degraded? One reason is that there are many to admonish, but few to give life. What can mend today's broken situation? Only the life-giving mending ministry. In the church life, we must learn to minister life. This is what is needed. Do not try other ways. No way of helping is better than that of ministering life. You may raise the objection that you yourself are short of life. How can you minister it to others? You may indeed be short of life. Then what should you do? Do not go to admonish or rebuke. Do not even go to the other party. You yourself must turn to the Lord. Lord, have mercy upon me. My brother is sinning. He needs the supply of life. He lacks life. But so do I, Lord. I don't have much life either. Have mercy upon us, but first have mercy upon me. I need more life. I must have more life. You may be so burdened that you will even fast and shorten your sleeping hours in order to pray for more life. I can assure you that you will be supplied. When you yourself have the supply, then you can supply others. We need to learn that when any brother or sister sins, this is a strong indication that he or she is short of life. To be of help, we must first check whether we have life. Do we have a surplus of life? Do we have more than we need? If not, we must wait on the Lord with prayer and fasting until we get the rich supply. Then we can minister from this supply to others. This is the way to go on in the church life during this time of degraded Christianity. John stresses that this life which we need to minister to others is simply God Himself. It is the Son of God. This is the true God and eternal life. Our need is to have a bigger portion of the Lord Jesus. Then we will have a surplus to minister to others, a surplus not of knowledge or doctrine, but of God.